Well, happy Friday and welcome to DriveCast. My name is Corey DeCaro and I serve as a teaching pastor for our Plain City campus. And whatever the time of the day you are listening, I am grateful to be with you and hope our time together is a blessing for you. Well, this past Sunday, I had the privilege of teaching our online message, and in doing so, we closed out our Built to Last series, where we've been talking about our core values as a church. And each week, we've shared this big idea for the series, which goes like this. Like blueprint-shaped buildings, our core values frame our faith. Like blueprint-shaped buildings, our core values frame our faith. And over the last 5 weeks, we've walked through gospel identity, reaching priority, authentic community, spiritual intimacy, and this past week we focused on the fifth and last core value, which is personal ministry. And when it comes to personal ministry, it simply means we are servants. And in sharing about personal ministry, we spent some time looking at Romans chapter 12, verses 4 through 6. Because the Apostle Paul, in writing to the early church, well, he touches on just how important serving or personal ministry is to each of us as individuals, to the church, to God, and to God's activity. And those verses in Romans 12 say this, beginning in verse 4. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. And what Paul does here is he makes this comparison between our physical body and the church, and he ties that in to serving. Now, in the church world, there's this statistic that's always thrown around, and it goes something like this. 10% of the people do 90% of the serving. Now, I have no clue if that's an accurate statistic or not. But I have experienced church life enough to know that in most places, a few people do the majority of the serving. And I think what Paul lays out for us in Romans 12 here is an amazing charge, purpose, and win as to why it's important for all of us to serve. He says in verse 4 there, as we take a closer look, for as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. In other words, just like our differing body parts are unique in their function, that they also play a role in helping the body as a whole be effective and balanced and healthy and strong. Paul says, well, it's the same for those in the church, that in the body of Christ, that we're all distinct and diverse members, but we're unified as a whole. And I love what Paul says in verse 6. He says, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. Packed into those 15 words there in verse 6 are some powerful truths when it comes to the importance of serving. First, Paul says, having gifts. That means God has given you a gifting to serve, that he's given me a gifting to serve. It does not say God might or could or is thinking about giving you a gift. It says that he has given you one. It also says there, according to the grace given to us. What we see through this statement is God does not give out gifts based on merit, that he gives gifts because of his grace. That's so important for us to know and hear. And then lastly there, it says, let us use them in verse 6. God calls us to put our gifts into action. What we see is that God wants 100% of the body involved in 100% of the work. Well, here's how all this rolls up and ties together today. When you and I recognize that God has gifted us, and we see his grace in the gifts he's given us, and when we humbly put those gifts into action, well, the church body as a whole is more effective, more balanced, more healthy, and stronger than when you and I are not serving. And when it comes to this core value of personal ministry and serving, I hope we see it's not just something you're asked to do, it's something that God has called you to do. And that it's not just something we have to do, but it's something we get to do. It's so important for us to know and understand that regarding personal ministry and serving. And if you're putting your gifts into action right now, and maybe you found a personal ministry and maybe you're serving right now, well, thank you. Thank you for being part of something bigger than yourself. In a moment when we pray, I want to ask you, would you talk to God and maybe ask him to bring someone to mind that you can invite to begin serving with you so that they can see their gifts put into action? And if you're out there today and you haven't found a personal ministry yet, maybe today is the day to begin praying about that. Maybe today is the day that you decide to jump in. Maybe today is the day you see just how valuable you are to the body of Christ. Because serving is not just something you're asked to do. It's something that God has called you to do. It's something you get to do. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, how amazing that you have given us a gifting to serve. God, may we see that you are always doing something and that you've chosen to use us as instruments in your hands to be involved in and carry out your work. What a privilege that we have to be part of that. Help us to see the joy and the kingdom purpose in serving. Help us to see that you have called us to put into action the gifts you've so graciously given us. Lord, we love you. Thank you for your grace and your mercy in our lives. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.